Political turmoil in Canada's French-speaking province of Quebec. The leader of the Liberal Party, Jean Charest, resigns following a crushing defeat in the provincial elections. The Liberals' waning popularity comes after the party proposed a university tuition hike. The proposal sparked months of protests in Quebec. A report by the U.S. spy agency, the CIA, says faulty intelligence was used to justify the invasion of Iraq. The report says U.S. intelligence community was pressured to fabricate stories to sell the war to the public. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were killed during the Iraq War. Spaniards pour onto the streets of the capital, Madrid, to express their outrage at Germany's efforts against sharing the European sovereign debt. The rally comes as visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel holds talks with the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. Top on the agenda is the Eurozone debt crisis. A gloomy economic outlook for the Eurozone. The European Central Bank scales back growth prospects for the region as the debt crisis is taking its toll on the 17-nation bloc. The ECB expects the Eurozone economy to shrink by 0.4% this year and to grow only 0.5% in 2013. A funeral ceremony is held for the three Palestinians killed in the latest Israeli attacks. Mournful Gazans chanted slogans against Tel Aviv and condemned the incursion. The Palestinians were killed by shelling from Israeli tanks in the northern town of Beit Hanun. The crackdown on anti-regime protesters continues in Bahrain. Al-Khalifa forces have fired tear gas on a group demonstrating outside Manama. The protesters were calling for a system that represents the true will of the people. Bahrain has been in the midst of a revolution since last year. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution hails Tehran's hosting of the 16th Non-Aligned Movement Summit as a diplomatic victory for Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the achievement inflicted a humiliating defeat on the country's enemies. The leader made the comments during a meeting with members of Iran's Assembly of Experts. The cabin crew of the German carrier Lufthansa have gone on strike. They are demanding a pay rise and better working conditions. The company says the walkout has already cost millions of dollars. The industrial action is expected to disrupt flights in Germany's major airports.